Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
There's another interesting piece here that came out this last week. Sergeant Lank talking about his relationship with Chris Albert. And again, the defense trying to paint this as some sort of, special treatment that he was giving to him one night in a completely unrelated incident from this. When he was out on the town. Let's take a look at that.
What about Chris Albert?
Yes, I know Chris.
How long have you known Chris?
Since childhood.
And how would you describe your relationship with Chris Albert?
Chris and I were pretty good friends growing up, right into our 20s. Still friendly when I see him.
Back in 2002 in August, while you were off duty, were you out either drinking with Chris or in some way at a restaurant or a bar with Chris?
No.
Were you close in proximity to Chris when he was out drinking and at a bar?
No.
Was he at a restaurant?
I don't know where he was.
Were you at a bar?
I was.
At some point, did you realize that Chris was getting into some sort of a physical altercation with somebody else in a parking lot?
Yes.
Did you jump in into a fist fight in order to protect Chris Albert?
Chris actually approached my vehicle and started to describe an altercation that had been in previously in the night.
Ultimately, when you realized that Chris Albert was in some sort of fracas, some sort of fight or altercation, you activated yourself as a police officer at the time.
He wasn't in a fracas when he approached my vehicle. He approached my vehicle and stated that he had been in an altercation earlier in the night with one of the LaPalato brothers, and that during that altercation, threats were made against him and his family, and he was seeking advice because he knew I was a police officer as to how he should go forward. And as I was telling him what to do, that's when a group of men started to walk down Washington Street towards Chris, and he said, "Oh no, here they come."
Isn't it true that after Alfredo was handcuffed and, for all intents and purposes, physically incapacitated, you then approached Mark LaPalato?
No.
You got into a fight with Mark LaPalato, though?
Yes.
You punched him in the face?
At one point after he had struck me, yes.
So all of this situation emanated from you coming to the aid of Chris Albert, your friend, longtime childhood friend, correct?
It had nothing to do with it being Chris Albert.
Isn't it true that it had everything to do with it being Chris Albert?
No.
So just a regular random guy off the street, you would have conducted yourself the exact same way?
Absolutely.
Doesn't seem unreasonable at all. It seems like an officer talking about the experience that he went through in a very, officer-like way. Not like, hey, my buddy was in this fight. He would have done it for anyone, I would think.
Right. Well, I mean, I think the bigger point is that Lank was off duty. Mm-hmm. He'd been drinking. He was in the bar. Going into that, I was frankly expecting the judge to not allow it because it was very remote in time. Like, mm-hmm. this thing took place in 2002.
Oh, wow.
So it's a 22-year-old event. I don't know how much that proves in terms of, because again, remember what the defense is trying to establish. It's these guys are tight, you know, and they're trying to show look, he's an off-duty cop who was going in and jumping in the middle of this fight in order to protect Chris Albert and gets into a brawl with these brothers that were beefing with Chris Albert prior to. And, you know, ultimately he gets sued for it civilly. And, you know, it's like, I don't know if it landed. I don't know if it landed the way that they were hoping that it does. And again, the jury has no idea why they're bringing this stuff up in the middle of this case, because they just don't know who these players are, you know? And again, they're going to have to harken back to that testimony if and when the defense can get out some of the things that they're hoping to be able to get out with respect to what went on or did not go on in that house.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, it's interesting. And, you know, I think that, like you said, I think that he came off as somewhat defensive, but also somewhat as a matter of factly, you know what I mean? I think that, I don't think that he was, I think he owned it.
Yeah.
I think he, you know, made every admission that, yeah, that's what went down. You know, I stepped in. I think that the fact of, I don't know if he's off duty, that he would have activated himself after he had been drinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he's on the street, walking down the street, and he sees some kind of commission of a crime, you know, because he's like, I don't know if he's armed at that point or not.
Sure.
I'm assuming he probably has a piece on him, probably still has his badge on him, you know, but like in that situation where it's just a citizen and he hasn't been imbibing, I could see him jumping in. Like where he's been drinking, then it just looks like he's a dude jumping in because his buddy's in a fight. So I could see the jury taking it either way. The question is how much weight are they going to give it in terms of, is that showing bias? Because that's what they're trying to show, that they're that all these crew, this whole crew of tight-knit cops and buddies of the Alberts are biased, and that they're willing to take bullets, you know, not, you know, figurative bullets, not literal bullets, you know, and do what they need to do to protect the Albert family. And I like, they haven't gotten there yet. Like
it's feeling like a stretch, especially when you consider it was happening 22 years ago. I mean, that's even more, my God, these guys. Yeah. I mean, it probably wasn't that far out of high school where these incidents would have occurred. My goodness.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.